You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Pacific Gas and Electric is looking for community input on its plan to decommission the Diablo Canyon Power Plant. A panel helping to plan part of that closure has released a draft report, and December 3rd is the deadline to provide public comment. The Diablo Canyon Decommissioning Engagement Panel says its vision document reflects the community's wishes for what will take place at the nuclear facility before, during, and after it closes in 2025. It covers things like what's going to happen with the 12,000 acres surrounding the facility. The panel thinks it should be transferred to a conservation group as permanent open space. And what about all the buildings? They suggest a public-private collaborative R&D facility focusing on marine sciences or renewable energy development. Here's panelist Kara Woodruff.
The vision statement that we'll be presenting in draft form to the public is a reflection of what we heard over the last 7 months. It's our best attempt to get that right. But I really encourage people to read it and provide comments back so we can redraft it according to that input.
Woodruff says this first report will be presented to the California Public Utilities Commission and that the panel will be tackling a lot of serious issues about the decommissioning process going forward.
We still have a lot of important issues coming up next year: spent fuel, economic impacts of decommissioning. And so our plan is to continue to create revisions or additional volumes to the vision statement as we address and receive input on the future issues. So this is just the beginning of a long process. Stay tuned, and we hope the public participates.
To find the report online and make a comment or learn more about the panel and watch archived meetings, type Diablo Canyon Decommissioning Panel into any search engine. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.